Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining me is a former defensive lineman in the NFL. He played for the Jets, and also he's a guy that likes to count his chickens before they hatch, because a few weeks ago, Lijay Douzebal was dancing on the grave of my New England Patriots, telling me how great the New York Jets are, and look how the tables have turned as the Jets have just lost two games in a row, 14 straight, to the Patriots. Lijay Douzebal, how you doing?
I knew there was a reason why you wanted me to come on.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Last time you were basically just rubbing salt in my wound. I wasn't happy, and now it's a little bit of a different scenario.
Are you technically happy with that performance? Like, do you honestly think that's going to be viable going down the stretch?
Well, I'm realistic. I didn't think my team was a playoff team before the start of the season, but at least they're not as worse as the Jets.
You were realistic about it. I'll give you that. Okay.
Yeah, but you weren't realistic. You were telling me the Jets are going to finish in second place in the AFC East.
Do you think they won't?
No, not with Zach Wilson. Well, maybe after what we just heard from Robert
Saleh.
I was
just about to say, you just didn't hear what happened, did you?
Yeah. How'd you react to that? All kidding aside, Robert Saleh, for the first time, showed some skepticism publicly with his quarterback.
Yeah, I think it was needed, right? Because, you know, Zach, I did the Jets pre and post last year. And after the Tampa Bay game, in a game the Jets should have won outright, right? They're up, I believe, by 4 or 5 points. Robert Saleh on 4th and 2 decided to go for it, score a touchdown in the game. That way the Bucs don't have a chance to win the game. There was a play that Mike LaFleur dialed up. Perfect play call, right? Braxton Berrios on a speed sweep. He's going to walk into the end zone. But Zach Wilson decides to go with the check in that call, which, again, he's a rookie quarterback. They should have never had that check with it. But it was a quarterback sneak if the A-gap was open. But to me, right, there was no A-gap open because you got Vita Vea and Dominican Sue and William Golston all tilted to the A-gap. And in this league, Zach, it's damn near impossible to get 1 yard on a quarterback sneak. But you for sure not getting 2 yards. So to me, it was almost like he wanted the glory of that game, right? He wanted it to be about him. And then after the game, they asked him about it. He's like, I had a check. Like, the kid didn't take any accountability. I remember Jet fans got mad at me because I was like, that's a character flaw, right? I played in this game for a long time, had hundreds of different teammates, right? There's been times where I've taken the bullet when I didn't need to, but that's just what you do in this league. And at the quarterback position, that's the most important position on the team. When everything's going well, it's on you. When everything's going bad, it's on you. You have to take the good with the bad at the quarterback position. You have to put the onus on you. Perfect example, Zach. We just saw when the Bills lost to the Jets. Josh Allen come out and says, it's hard to win when your quarterback plays like you know. Right? Took accountability, right? And then you heard his teammates have his back. Like, this was not on just Josh Allen. This was on more than him. But this kid has not taken accountability not one time. So I go back to that Tampa Bay game where he refused to take accountability and said, you know what, I shouldn't have made that play. I should have gave the ball to Braxton Berrios as the play was scripted. I'm going to learn from this and I'm going to move forward. You know how much respect he would have got from his teammates? He had another opportunity yesterday to do it, Zach.
So take me inside that locker room, Lijay Douzebal. When you hear him yesterday say, did you feel like you let the defense down? And he goes, no. How do you react to that if you're still in the locker room and you're a defensive player?
Oh, you're pissed off, right? Because now you're worried. Like I said, to me, that's a character flaw. Like, yes, the offense didn't play well at all. But you clearly missed 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 throws that were just simple throws, simple check down throws, simple smoke throws, simple screen throws out to your left. Your footwork is all over the place. Your mechanics are terrible. Like, for you to come out and say and take no accountability and just say it quick, nonchalant, and be confident and say, like, that's literally spitting in the defense's eyes for what they did yesterday. You hold a team to 3 points, Zach, there's no way in hell you're supposed to lose the game. 3 points. The Jets had 6 sacks on defense and held the New England Patriots to 3 points and lost a football game in 2022. That should never happen. So you're pissed off. Now, kudos to the defensive players because all, you know, the press conferences yesterday and today, they've all come out and support. And that's what you're supposed to do, right? You don't want the locker room to be split. But when a quarterback answers a question like that, he's essentially starting to begin to split the locker room up because the defense week in and week out has given this team an opportunity to win games. Even the game before 3 weeks ago versus the New England Patriots, right? There's no way that just the team shouldn't have won that game. If they just got adequate, not even average quarterback play, if they got below average quarterback play, they would have beat the New England Patriots. But they didn't get that. Zach Wilson threw the game away, and this time he did it the total opposite way. It was like he was gun-shy and didn't want to throw it. And then when they gave him easy throws, simple throws, just to get his confidence up, he couldn't make those throws, and he still didn't take accountability at the end of the day.
And he also got lucky because he could have got picked off easily a few times
At least twice.
So who starts this weekend? There's one thing for Robert Saleh to come out today and not commit to starting a quarterback against the Bears yet. Do you think he will actually bench Zach Wilson and go to Mike White or Joe Flacco?
No, I think he will. I think Zach is going to get the start, right? He's this guy number two overall, so you got to give him as many opportunities as possible. And let's not forget, it still is only year two, right? And I'm not giving Zach any excuses because he has faced some really good defenses if you look at it, right? The Buffalo Bills game, he threw for about 154, right? Just lived within the offense, didn't do nothing crazy, right? Didn't lose the game. He played the New England defense twice. He played the Denver Broncos defense, right? And, I mean, the Steelers defense is, you know, they're a shell of themselves. And he actually played really well in that fourth quarter to help us win that game. But I think, I mean, since that game, I don't think he's thrown, but the New England game he threw for over 160, but it was in a losing manner, right? He threw 3 interceptions that game to help us lose that game. So, like, if you look at it as a whole, he's played some tough defenses, but at the end of the day, he's just not doing the simple things, the easy things, like the easy throws that they give him. Like, his mechanics and footwork are still as bad as they were yesterday. I don't understand how that's even possible when you had a whole offseason. Now, granted, you did get hurt earlier in the year, and you kind of got to really work to get those mechanics and fundamentals back. But it shouldn't be this long into the season while you're still making the same mistakes, right? You want to see some growth, and we just have not seen it.
Lije Duzabal here with us. Who are your top three teams right now in just the AFC?
Oof, in the AFC, you have to go Miami. You have to go Kansas City. And then there's that third one that's a little tricky, man. I mean, you would say the Bills, but, you know, the Jets beat them. And then they, you know, they almost, I won't say almost lost, but, you know, Cleveland had a comeback in that game. But for right now, I would have to probably say the Buffalo Bills are the third team.
Where do the Ravens factor into this conversation? Because they're 7-3, but that was not a good performance offensively yesterday.
And I would have put them in ahead of the Bills, but that was a downright awful offensive performance yesterday versus a Carolina team that has been giving it up to everybody lately. So, I mean, to me, they're one of the most dangerous teams just because they put you in such a bind with their run offense, right? And people were worried about that defense. But if you look the last few weeks, that defense is playing at a very high level. Now, granted, a couple of those games are versus NFC South teams. Those NFC South teams can fool you. So you got to be careful when you're talking about a team and how they, you know, played specifically. I think they'll win that division. I actually think Cincinnati is going to struggle down the stretch just because their schedule is so vaunting. I think it's the hardest schedule in the NFL. I believe they have the Bills still. They have the Kansas City Chiefs. They have the Tennessee Titans. They still got to play the Ravens, and they got to play the Browns, who Joe Burrow just cannot beat. So the Ravens are a dangerous team. I just, after that performance Sunday, I mean, one team that we should be looking at, the Tennessee Titans, I don't know what it is for Mike Vrabel and this team. They just find a ways to get it done. To go into Lambeau Field and the way that Ryan Tannehill played like the MVP of the league on Thursday Night Football versus the Green Bay Packers. So that's another team, right? Because they're going to play defense. They're going to run the football. And Ryan Tannehill is going to make some plays. The thing is, in big-time games, can he make the plays that he did Thursday night?
And my answer on that would be no. Like, the Titans are a team you don't want to see because Vrabel is a top-five coach. You have Derrick Henry, who's so tough to tackle. You don't want to see them, but if you're going up against them, you say, yeah, in the final 5 minutes of the game, if it's close, you just think Tannehill's going to throw it to the other team.
Which he did, right, in that last game. They gave the Packers a chance. They just couldn't really – they really just couldn't capitalize on it.
Lijay Duzabal here with us. The NFC is so open. The Cowboys just dominated the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. That was coming off this great victory for Minnesota last week against the Bills. How do you kind of view the Cowboys? Because yesterday was a big statement winning that game.
Show us the real you. That's what I would say, Zach. Like, which Cowboy team is the real team? Is it a team that we saw yesterday that dominated one of the best teams or one of the best teams we thought in the NFL? Or is it the team that we saw choke in the second half versus the Green Bay Packers? Like, which team is it? To me, the Cowboys got back to doing what they do, Zach. And I've been pounding the table forever for them to do that. You're paying Dak Prescott $40 million. I get it, right? But if you look at that as a whole, that's actually middle-tier quarterback money now because so many people have been paid after him. To be honest with you, it really is, right? I think he's like the 10th highest-paid quarterback. So, like, for that to be the excuse why you're dropping him back 46 times versus the Green Bay Packers, that is just ridiculous. I think Kellen Moore self-scouted himself and said, we're a running football team. They ran the ball effectively between Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. Each one of them had 15 carries. And then Dak just had easy throws. He went 22 of 25, for 276 yards. He found, you know, Tony Pollard on a wheel route in a mismatch coverage, one-on-one with the linebacker. Then he also found him in the flat, and he's explosive, so he took it 35 yards to the house. If they get back to doing that, this is a very dangerous team because we know this team. If they play with a league, there's not many offenses that can stand up to them and their defense and how they can get after the quarterback. I mean, with Armstrong and Michael Parsons on the outside and Devontae Fowler and DeMarcus Lawrence, when they get in that NASCAR package and it's third and long, good luck blocking them.
Wrap it up with Lijay Duzabal here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. When we look at the NFC, so Minnesota takes a step back yesterday. We know the Eagles come back and get the victory. We just talked about Dallas. The 49ers, to me, are so frustrating because they have all this talent. They'll win tonight. They'll beat the Cardinals. We know Kyler Murray's not playing. But I didn't like that effort last week against a Chargers team that was really banged up, even though the 49ers won the game.
Yeah, but to me, they're still the most dangerous team in the NFC, right? Again, this is what CMC's third week now. It'll be interesting to see how Shanahan, now that he's been there for going on close to a month, how he implements him and Debo in the backfield. That's what I want to see because I can't wait to see how defenses try to adjust to that. I think that's going to be an issue. And granted, I'm with you, Zach. I didn't like their performance versus the Chargers, but I think also you got to give some credit to Justin Herbert. He came out on fire in that game. It wasn't just the offense struggling for San Francisco. Their defense struggled in that first half versus the Chargers, right? Justin Herbert was able to do what he wanted to do. And had some absolute dime passes. I mean, I wanted DeAndre Carter for the touchdown. Maybe two players in the NFL are making that throw, and one played last night against them, and Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, this team, right, one of the top defenses in the league, they're starting to get more healthier. I think the big thing, they got to get Eric Armstead back inside of the defensive tackle position. I think they've sorely missed him, not only against the run, but his presence as far as pass rushing up the middle, that helps Nick Bosa. They boast a lot, and Samson Ebukam has kind of been banged up, too. They just got to get healthy, man. That's been the biggest issue with the 49ers. Once they get healthy, I think they're going to be a real dangerous team in the NFC. I honestly got them as my dark horse win in the NFC this year.
Why do you like them more so than Philly?
I just think they've been there before, and now Philly went to the playoffs last year. But the 49ers are going to be who they are, right? They're going to run the ball effectively. They're going to play great defense. The thing is, you got to anticipate that Jimmy's going to have to make two or three big throws a game. And if he can make it, they're going to win. If he can't make it, they're going to lose. But I just think the talent that they have, right? You talk about, you know, Trent Williams at left tackle. McGlinchey has struggled at right tackle. He's played awful this year. He's got to get it together. Hopefully he's getting a little bit healthier. George Kittle, they still haven't even really implemented him yet into this offense. Like, he's essentially become an extra offensive tackle blocking. I think he should be getting 8 to 9 targets a game because he's a special talent. I just think they have the talent, Zach, and they've been there, right? 2 out of the last 3 years. Like, they've been to NFC championship games 2 out of the last 3 years. Like, they know how to get there. They know about playoff football. Let's not forget, last year they had to go on the road every game, right, to get to the NFC championship game. So this is a team that's built to win on the road or at home. They most likely probably will win the division. I love Seattle. I love what Geno Smith has done. They've already beat them once. They got one more time against the Seattle Seahawks. I just think they're just more experienced. The Seahawks team is still young, even though they got some veterans mixed in there. I just like the 49ers team. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to go on a run here.
Last one for Lijae Duzabal. I got to get one college football point in before we let you run. 2 weeks left in the season. When it's all said and done, who's the 4 teams in the college football playoff?
Whew, that's a good question, right? Because Tennessee went down. I mean, it was a weird weekend for me, Zach. I mean, my UCF Knights had everything they wanted in front of them to get to a New Year's Six bowl game. And they tricked it off. They lost. My Jets lost, right? It's just been a weird weekend. So, I mean, a lot of teams actually lost, too, this past weekend. So, when it's all said and done, right, I think I got Georgia. I think Georgia's going to beat LSU in the SEC championship. Georgia gets in. I'm going to say Ohio State beats Michigan this upcoming weekend and then wins the Big Ten championship. TCU, I'm letting TCU in there. And then that 4 spot is iffy because I had Tennessee getting in before they lost.
Is it USC now? Do they win out?
I hate to say it, but I think they're going to lose next week to Notre Dame, to be honest with
okay.
you. Okay. So that 4 spot is up in the air.
Could Clemson still be alive? Yeah, Clemson could still be alive, or maybe if
They don't deserve to get in.
I'm 100% with you, but maybe, and I think it would have to go this way, that Michigan would need to beat Ohio State, but if Michigan beats Ohio State by the slimmest of margins, like a 2-point conversion or by a field goal, maybe you get 2 Big Ten teams in this year.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What if Michigan loses by a field goal? Do you think they deserve a chance to get in if everything that I just talked about happened?
I think they have a chance because it's a bizarre year, but their resume is not great.
Their resume is bad. The non-conference games are horrible.
So we'll see how it shakes out. Lijae Duzabal, yeah. My condolences to your Jets. Actually, I don't really mean it, so. Have a good one. Make sure you listen to my Mad Dog Sports
Radio.
Don't
worry, the Vikings are going to avenge us Thursday, okay?
Appreciate it, Lijae. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Zach.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.